It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Sir Charles Barkley ignited furious backlash over comments he made during an interview this morning on ESPN, commenting on the recent tension spurred by police shootings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile and the fatal ambush of police officers in Dallas. He is saying that everybody should take responsibility here.
There's a lot of people at fault. The cops have made some mistakes. Black people have made some mistakes. Until we stop, we have to sit back and be honest with each other. The cops have made some mistakes that don't give us the right to riot and shoot cops. We need the cops, especially in the black community. We as black people, we've got to do better. We never get mad when black people kill each other, which that always has bothered me. It has always bothered me.
And he took a lot. He's taken a lot of heat for this online, saying that, you know, you're not sticking up for the issues here that the Black Lives Matter stands for, that there's the racism is what we're up against here, and that's why we're protesting. That's what this movement is about. So people are saying they don't like what he said.
And then somebody's going to scream like, well, you can't change the subject. Well, first of all, I've never changed the subject. I've always said we as black people, if you want respect, you have to give each other respect. You can't demand respect from white people and the cops if we don't respect each other. So we got to do better as black people. The cops have made some mistakes, but there's a lot of blame to go around.
I think there's a lot of people in the black community, older people in the black community, going to agree with him on that. People his age and, you know, over the age of 35 and 40 who have trouble getting in and out of their own homes in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I don't This is a part of the conversation that needs to be had as well. I understand what Black Lives Matter is all about, and I understand that there are issues of endemic racism and superiority issues and things like that in the hearts of some people who choose the profession of policing. It is certainly not in everybody's heart, and it's not even in the majority of people's heart. I hope and pray it's in a clear minority of police officers. But the conversation that he is trying to spark here is one that needs to be had because, you know, 2,100 people have been shot in the city of Chicago this year. 2,100.
Unbelievable.
The vast majority of them are African Americans. The vast majority of the shooters are African Americans. Shooting other African Americans. That's a problem that has got to be addressed. That must be stated. That must be talked about. And that's what Charles Barkley is talking about here. All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Hillary Clinton talked unity today in Illinois. Down in Springfield. Somebody had to be there. She was at the old state capitol, which is a really depressing place. It looks like old Chicago. Do you ever see?
Remember
that amusement park in Bolingbrook?
I had some birthday parties there. I used to love it. But then it got a little tired toward the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was the old state capitol, a little tired. I think that's the way to describe it.
A little tired.
You know, like on Hotels Tonight, they go, a little tired. Just a little tired.
The design teams on those shows always go, well, this is a little tired.
That's where the President Lincoln, he does not have a musical named after him, delivered his House Divided speech in 1858. By the way, even in 1858, Lincoln walked in and goes, this room's a little tired, isn't it? I got a whole speech here. It's an important speech,
then.
But I'm going to tell you right now, this is a little tired. I'm not going to lie to you. Clinton took some verbal shots, of course, at the presumptive Republican nominee.
Imagine if he had not just Twitter and cable news to go after his critics and opponents, but also the IRS, or for that matter, our entire military. Donald Trump's campaign adds up to an ugly, dangerous message to America. We are watching it become the party of Trump. And that's not just a huge loss for our democracy. It is a threat to it.
That's weird that Hillary Clinton is standing up for the old-time Republicans, the ones that called her a thief in Whitewater and accused her of personally killing Vince Foster on the grassy knoll. And she's like, and then the ones that went after her husband for, you know, dinking around with the intern.
Yeah, whatever happened to the vast right-wing conspiracy?
Right. She misses the days of the vast right-wing conspiracy because she could do business with those people. Trump, forget about it. And she had an upglide in there too. Did you hear that?
At the end of her sentence.
No, she does it in the middle of a sentence. Can you just play that again?
Imagine if he had not just Twitter and cable news to go after his critics and opponents.
Right there, critics and opponents.
But also the IRS.
All right.
That bothers you.
It does bother you.
I don't really notice that when I hear her speak, but
she does.
Like you pointed out.
She's trying to make a speech. She's always trying to make a thing. She's trying to make a deal out of something.
I just think at some point she needs to pivot too and start talking about what her plans are for the country and not just make every speech an anti-Trump speech. But I suppose that's effective at this stage because there's a lot of material there.
It's the week before the convention too. And she doesn't want, and she has to, if her advisors are saying to her, mm-hmm. I don't think I would be advising Hillary Clinton. That would be quite a moment. Nor would she be asking me to. But I'm certain.
What should I do, Ro?
I'm certain that her advisors are saying to her that this is a moment. You try to soften them up a little bit going into the convention, and who knows, maybe the fellow Republicans soften them up too around that. And also, don't talk about too much else other than that, because people are still remembering the fact that the FBI didn't charge you for something they should have charged you for. And Loretta Lynch had one of the worst days ever. Mm-hmm. Both James Comey and Loretta Lynch had two of the worst days ever that an attorney general and a head of the FBI have ever had in front of congressional hearings.
No question. That was awkward.
Right. Awkward. Playoffs? Are you kidding me? It was beyond awkward.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it was. I mean, awkward would be good. Disastrous is really the term. And the problem is that now people are like, well, I don't know. She seems like she'd be really bad. Maybe we should give Trump a try. We don't know anything about him. Let's just give him a try. I mean, that's what people are thinking. The people who are in the middle, the people who aren't already locked in to one side or the other, and those are the ones who are going to make this decision, essentially. Like, oh, I don't know. No, she's a mess. Maybe. If he acts, I'm telling you, if he just acts presidential now against his own best judgment, mm-hmm. he wins this thing.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, that swing state poll today was interesting because it showed Trump ahead by just a few points, but in all of the important swing states. So he's not trailing to the degree he was before, according to that poll.
All right.
And I think there's a Fox News poll later today that Brett Baer was telling us about that may also talk about those swing states, where they stand.
Right. And that Fox poll is just coming out now. This is being released right now, and it's different.
Oh, there's shows a
that
different
she's
outcome?
Got. She has a double digit lead in some states that they didn't anticipate. So it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of real estate between now and we got a lot of ground to cover between now and the election. But having said that, mm-hmm. it certainly is it's within his grasp. Let's put it that way. And what he has to do is act like an adult. I don't think he can do that for very long, but we'll see.
Weekday mornings 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, Top 5 of 5 continues. We're at
number 3.
For those people not watching The Bachelorette.
Does anybody on the show watch The Bachelorette?
Negative.
I picked you, Kevin, to be the one who would actually watch
it. I'm a bigger fan of the Kevin Powell dating game, so I'm like, this is so boring, you know?
It's so beneath you.
Right. Exactly.
For those of you trying to figure out what that thumping sound was, it was Jordan Rodgers, brother of Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers, throwing his brother under the bus.
I haven't had anything like this ever. Let alone anything recent. I haven't brought a girl home in years.
That makes me nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
No?
You can't, no.
So who would I, if I come meet your family, I have Darla.
Ed. My oldest brother, Luke.
Okay.
Hopefully he brings Carl Weathers.
Carl, the dog.
The French bulldog.
Yes.
Yeah. And My middle brother won't be there.
And that's Aaron. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Seemed disappointed about that.
Yeah, she's like, right. She's fishing for. Do I get to meet Aaron Rodgers? Maybe I steal him from that Olivia Munn. Mm-hmm. Maybe that. Maybe because I'm the Bachelorette.
She's acting
know.
Like she didn't know. She, oh, Aaron.
And
Aaron.
Who else again? There's somebody else in your family. Apparently they don't have a good relationship. And Aaron Rodgers was asked about it today or yesterday, and he's like, "No, we really there's not much of a relationship there at all."
The dude is on the Bachelorette. How smart could he be? Then he opens up to her about his family, and where she to choose him for one of the hometown dates next week.
Aaron, like I said, I have a great relationship with my brother Luke. Me and Aaron don't really have that much of a relationship. It's just kind of the way he's chosen to do life, and I chose to stay close with my family and my parents and my brother, and so yeah, that's just it's not ideal. Mm-mm. And I love him, and I can't imagine mm-hmm. what it's like to be in his shoes and have the pressure he has and the mm-hmm. demands from people that he has. Don't have hard feelings against him. Mm-mm. It's just how things go right now.
Yeah. Does he know that you're doing this?
I don't think so.
So you guys don't talk at all?
No, not really.
Mm. Does he know he's on national television?
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I like how the guitar starts in the middle of it. Is that
some kind of big emotional reveal?
Yeah, like he's in some like fancy resort in the bar where they start playing. Like some guy starts playing a guitar like that while he's talking to her.
I think Aaron's doing just fine.
Yeah, I think Aaron's mm-hmm. gonna be fine. I think the brother's kind of a moron.
I think it's just important to know like where I'm at and where I stand because, you know, like the other day, James said something about that word like entitlement and how I act. You know. That just like really strikes a chord with me, just that kind of word, because it's just not who I am. Because frankly, at every step of my life, I was just kind of disappointed. And no matter what I did, it was never good enough for a coach or for a teammate because
oh,
I was being compared to someone who...
Is this like a therapy session?
At some point, does she go, she's looking at the producers right now, like, get this guy away from me. Get him away from me.
I could have kept playing, but
football
didn't define me. And not having a great relationship with my brother Aaron or what people think that relationship should be didn't define me.
Yeah, it doesn't define
you know, I'm defined by the character I have.
And your lack of talent.
With humility that I've been taught from my parents is what I want people to see. And...
Yeah, I could have kept playing.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know where sure. I'm coming from with that.
Was
because
it, that,
it was important
injury.
For me that you don't ever think that my confidence is derived from anything other than, you know, just the example my parents set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I care about you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did he just turn it into that?
He made the nice pivot. He remember, I got to start talking about you again. I was talking about me. I got to start talking about you. Well, you know what's interesting, though? It's like he's one of those guys who's like, he's just talking until he figures that he can like kind of win her back.
He's looking at her
because they
reaction.
Already stopped listening, and then he can turn it back around when she starts listening again.
She just gives in to shut him up. Sure, whatever. Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Move along. I don't get to meet Aaron, right? Is that the point?
Yeah.
I don't get to.
That was, this is what she I took got past it. That. She wasn't listening.
Yeah. Checking in at
number two.
Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson busy enough? One might ask. Is he? Michael Strahan on Good Morning America. Remember he moved there?
Yes, he did. He's got his game show, too.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. Michael Strahan asked The Rock, would you ever run for president?
You shared on one of your posts about being president. How real was that?
Ah, yeah. Well, it's very real. The idea of me being president one day has become a legit thing to some people. As time goes on, we take the temperature of the American people, and if it is a overwhelming, positive, strong, we want you to run for president, and if I felt that I can step up to the plate and become a tremendous leader and make a real difference and make change, I would do it.
Kanye West versus The Rock, 2020.
I'd
be there
the
for
Rock
that.
I'd go The Rock on that.
Yeah. This is going to happen. You think that there'll be a time when you, Mr. and Mrs. America, will wish for a Donald Trump candidacy. Remember when there were real people running for president, like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, when it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kanye West? Remember that, people. You heard it here first. And finally,
number one.
Remember we played that tape of the parrot last week that was chilling?
Yes, it witnessed a murder or a crime. A crime, right? Was it?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Murder.
It was, when we were, that's right, and it was reenacting.
He was repeating words like, you know, that were used. It sounded like deathly.
No, Frank, don't.
That's
please.
It.
Yeah.
Don't.
Tells you.
Don't kill me.
Don't kill me. Right. That was it. Oh, my gosh.
So here's. So, chilling. So now we found a parrot in Ankara, Turkey. That apparently loves 1960s television. That's the turkey tapping its beak to do the snapping sound of the Addams Family theme. How about that?
It's really cute, but then it probably gets really old after the parent keeps doing it for 100 times.
Right. So does that show, too. So like, I don't know. It's, I can't. It's, yeah. It wasn't the monsters. All right. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.